Oil takes a dive.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The price of oil leveled out this morning, just above $58 a barrel. But yesterday, crude prices fell 4.5%, the biggest one-day drop in a year and a half. The main reason is still this warm winter. We don't need as much oil for heating. Plus, the government's expected to tell us today the U.S. has plenty of oil in reserve. Oil coming from Russia into Europe will face a new tax as it goes through Belarus. The president of Belarus is imposing this tax as retaliation for Russia jacking up natural gas prices. More now from Stefan Bosch.
Over the weekend, Belarus was forced to agree to pay twice as much for natural gas as it did before. Now there is a quarrel over oil. Belarus imposes big taxes on Russian crude pumped through its pipelines to customers in Europe. Minsk says it will charge a whopping $45 per ton of Russian oil. The move is expected to cause short-term disruption to refiners in countries like Germany. Marshall Goldman, a Russia expert with Harvard University, says he's not surprised that Russia raised prices. He says Russia has more leverage because Asia needs energy as well.
Russia now finds itself with a very valuable commodity. That brings it money, that brings it power, that brings it prestige, that brings it leverage that it didn't have before, and so now it's in a position to be very assertive.
Human rights groups say Belarus needs the money from the taxes to prop up the autocratic regime of Lukashenko, described by the United States as the last dictatorship in Europe. For Marketplace, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.
The U.S. Congress gets back to work today. The first 100 hours are already packed. Democrats have promised to take on everything from ethics reform to stem cell research in the first few days. Here's Amy Scott.
Those first 100 hours don't officially start till next Tuesday. But even before then, Democrats plan to ban lawmakers from accepting gifts or meals from lobbyists. They aim to crack down on deficit spending, raise the minimum wage, and cut interest rates in half for federally subsidized student loans. But some wonder just how far they'll go. Take the new chairman of the powerful Senate Banking Committee, Christopher Dodd. He gets more campaign money from Wall Street than from any other industry. If he decides to run for president, as many expect he will, he'll need a lot more. Travis Plunkett is with the Consumer Federation of America.
Will the fact that somebody's running for president mean that they'll look for very important changes that need to be made to help consumers, for example? Or will it mean they will be beholden to the large donors?
Others say it was easy for Democrats to push for drastic reforms when they were in the minority. They knew they would never pass. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Free overnight shipping. Thought that might get your attention. Amazon.com hopes it does. Yesterday, Amazon launched a separate website to sell shoes and handbags. It's called Endless.com, and the main perk is one-day shipping for free. The first day of trading on Wall Street this year was kind of a wash. The Dow put on 11 points to 12,474. The Nasdaq gained 7 to 2423. But the S&P 500 fell a point to 1416. This is Marketplace. I'm guessing your company doesn't make you pay for your work computer or your desk. But a government loophole does allow some companies to charge employees for some protective gear. As Elisa Roth reports, a couple of unions are fighting this.
Some cases are obvious. If a person risks cutting his fingers on the job, the employer has to provide protective gloves. Cornell University's Nellie Brown says the problem is in the gray areas.
What are you defining as personal protective equipment?
If a construction worker can use steel-toed boots in his civilian life, the argument goes, should the employer really have to buy them? Clark University professor Gary Chason says the unions are flexing their political muscles.
They're going to be moving on many fronts in order to show that the labor movement represents not only workers in collective bargaining, but those who don't have collective bargaining.
Chason says he expects the unions to speak up more in coming months on issues like pensions and minimum wage. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, working with Habitat for Humanity to build over 350 homes this year with families in need. On the web at thriventbuilds.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. If you have kids, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you just how expensive they are. From diapers to high school cap and gown, we're talking up to $250,000, depending on how much you make. Some schools in Texas are finding those costs a great motivator for keeping teenagers from becoming parents. Alex Cohen reports from Austin.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I'm 19 years old. I have two kids. They'll be four this month. Yes, they are twins, a boy and a girl named Zoe and Damian.
It's last period at the Doby Middle School, and a group of students is listening to a presentation made by Lauren Zakes. Lauren tells them about what it was like when she got pregnant when she was just a freshman in high school. She talks about how rough it was to tell her mom, how hard it was to fit behind her desk at school when she put on 80 pounds, and how much it cost to deliver her babies.
Just having my kids going to the hospital costs $4,000. For me to have them. That's for my doctor's appointments.
Lauren is part of a program called No Kidding, Straight Talk from Teen Parents. In addition to sharing stories, No Kidding's teen educators play games with the students like this one, modeled after The Price is Right, where students guess about the costs of things like diapers, car seats, and strollers.
One child, 1 month, daycare. How much does it cost? Show your boards when you're ready. $150?
Students soon discover the average cost of having a baby is nearly $2,500 a month. To make that much money, the No Kidding presenters explain, they'd have to find a job that pays at least $17 an hour. Although words like sex, abstinence, and protection never came up, this 14-year-old student says the No Kidding presentation made her think carefully about what she does with boys.
I learned that I need to be responsible and make wise choices and make sure I stay a virgin till I'm married.
Each year in Texas, approximately 55,000 children are born to teen mothers, and many of those children wind up relying on the state for financial support. That's part of the reason why the Texas Attorney General's office launched the No Kidding program 3 years ago. Spokesperson Denise Rolfe says it's hard to gauge the success of the program, but she says it's been immensely popular with students and teachers alike. She says she hopes the program will make teenagers think twice about becoming parents, which eventually could help lessen the impact on the state's coffers.
We have more than 1 million children on our caseload, and over half of those children were born to unmarried parents, and we would love a world where those children never had a need for child support, because that's what's best for them.
The No Kidding program currently operates in Austin and El Paso. The Attorney General's office hopes to expand the program to other regions of Texas soon. In Austin, I'm Alex Cohen from Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Yeah, a little love.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.